All right, I have a parade of techniques. So, are you looking for an app that will allow you to scan a house, use your own phone, and create a floor plan that you can then use in the MLS?
An app? They got an app for everything.
I know. Well, there's a couple of different ones that do this particular operation, but the one that I'm recommending today from one of our students is QB Casa. C-U-B-I, like as in cubic, and casa, which we know means house, right, C-A-S-A. So it's C-U-B-I-C-A-S-A, and check it out.
Cool. My parade of techniques is a phrase.
A phrase?
Yeah, a phrase, and I really liked it. Better to buy and wait than wait to buy.
Oh.
This is if you're attempting to help those skittish buyers who are suffering from rate shock, better to buy and wait and show them the trend of homeownership building wealth, appreciation over time, than to wait to buy. Or as one of our friends observes frequently, trying to time the market is like trying to catch a falling knife.
Oh, man, that's amazing. That's a great little phrase, too.
Okay. Do you have a parade of an Ask the Experts
question? Well, I haven't asked the experts, but I got to tell you, it came from two different people, and I got answers from 16 people because, you know, we got a lot of smart people. But the same question came up two R-square groups in a row. So I'm going to read the way the question was posed, and then I'm going to read the second way the question was posed. It was, my number one goal is to handle my time better. You know, I'm using a schedule, I'm time blocking, but I feel all this pressure. And when things happen, I quick grab them because I have learned that if I put the little things off till the end of the day, the end of the afternoon, I'm exhausted, the stuff is piled up, I try and handle something quickly, and those people are no longer available to talk to me. So I feel like I'm better off just taking it when it comes. That's the way the first question was asked. The second person asked the same question, but said it like this. My number one goal is to stop finding myself running down rabbit holes. I'm always chasing rabbits and I end up down the hole and I just can't keep myself focused on the tasks that I have chosen to be important. So when do you do your schedule for the week? How do you get yourself to stay on schedule? And so two of the same questions, really.
Really?
All right. So randomly, now this is not like I'm saving the best answer for last. I'm just going to tell you there's so much information.
So the best answer might be right in the middle somewhere?
Or at the beginning.
Or even up front?
Yep.
All right.
No voicemail. Don't leave me a voicemail. I think people spend too much time listening to their voicemail. Just text me. So inform people. Maybe your voicemail says that. I would appreciate a text rather than a voicemail. And if you can be specific, I will be able to have specific answers for you when I get back to you. Here's a quote from someone who does over 100 closings a year. Well, it's easier said than done. But remember, you are not an EMT. You are not a surgeon. No one is going to die if you don't answer right away. You are a real estate professional. Focus on the word professional. And that means you are in charge of the time frame that makes the best sense for you. So this is a shift in your thinking. So you need to hire somebody that can call them right back, that can just deal with whatever the problem is. And then one of our students mentioned that she was away for 2 weeks due to a family emergency. And her assistant was so efficient that she never bothered her. And 99% of the problems she handled, the assistant handled, and once in a while she needed a realtor to step in and solve something.
That's gold.
No kidding. Put your specific schedule on voicemail every day. So today I have an appointment at 10 and at 2 and at 5. I should be available to return calls between 3 and 4, etc. So be specific. And then you'll get specific people. Block in your callback time. Floyd taught us that, right? Use do not disturb. This is a difference between urgent and important? What is urgent and what is important? Okay, now I'm going to flip to the other team. I'm making a little bit of paper noise here. All right, so here's what the other team said. I do my daily top five every single morning. I use my calendar and I color code on my phone. The next person said, I organize myself on Sunday. So once a week, I plan my week. The next person said, Sunday afternoon, for sure by Monday morning. The next person said, Sunday morning, maybe Sunday afternoon, and I sync my CRM and my calendar. I do the blocking. I do the color coding. I work toward five conversations a day, and then I get to stand up. But I aim for 25 dials a day. And you know what? All four of those people said they prospect at the same time on the same day every week. So creating a rhythm, creating a routine is what they were really talking about, right? And here was another one. I have a routine. I start my morning with gratitude and prayer, and then I get to my, and silence, and then I get to my things to do list, and I figure out my top five activities for the day that are going to make me the most money. Here's what someone said. Your why needs to be really strong. And this is a guy that heard from another speaker who said, time to get back to work. And he says that to himself all throughout the day, time to get back to work. I look at my email X number of times a day, not always. And I have a reply on there that says, if it's urgent, text me. Floyd taught us, complete your circles.
Oh, yeah.
He said the cause of nervous breakdowns is too many incomplete circles. So teach the people around you, I'll be there in a minute, I'm just completing my circle. It takes you less time to finish what you started than to stop, start, stop, start. Have an LFT. So when I get this and that done, I get to take a walk around the block. I get to have breakfast. I get to take my shower. One person said, oh, that doesn't work for me. I need a penalty. If I don't do this and that, I don't get my espresso. And I heard this, and I love this. Make your phone your assistant. Turn your ringer off. Your phone is your assistant. So what does your assistant say? She says, I'm on the other line right now. I'd be happy to call you back as soon as I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm on an appointment. I'll be happy to call you back after 2. Set alarms to remind you to do things. You promised to call at 4:00. So at 10 to 4, you set an alarm to remind you. Turn your notifications off so you're not completely bamboozled by dings and blings and things that are not in your schedule. So I hope there was at least a couple of gems for each of you. Maybe you have to listen to that a couple of times. I know I rattled them off quick, but maybe something resonated that will help you stop chasing rabbits and finding yourself down some kind of hole and instead of on track.
So you had two identical Ask the Experts questions.
I did.
You remember the Fitzpatrick twins?
And it just can't be a
coincidence. What a
coincidence.
Yes, I did too. Now, we like these recordings to be as timeless as possible. But this one is specific to the timing of the year.
Oh.
We're approaching the halfway point of this semester, this six-month period, the first quarter of the year. Quote, I am off to the slowest start in years. What are you doing to keep yourself busy, to generate business outside of your book of business? That was the number one question.
Didn't we just do a podcast on that
topic? I think we just did.
Yeah, check it out. We did it for Red X.
Got some wonderful advice. Because this is a person who most of their business is with people he's never met before.
Oh.
75%. Well, hello.
Yeah.
Get back to working on your book of business for sure. But here's what else his team said, and I love this advice. First of all, patience. Be patient with yourself. You didn't become incompetent overnight. It's going to come back. By the way, where you live, spring doesn't start for at least another month or two.
Oh.
You know, in Minnesota, the snow removal program is called June. So
that's funny.
There is a lag time between our activity and our production. So keep doing the activity. Remember this fact. In 21, there were 6 million closings. In 22, there were 4 million closings. And another 500,000 agents chasing those 4 million. So the pie has shrunk, so you got to get a bigger piece. It all evens out in the end. Sometimes we're in desert periods, and sometimes we get overcompensated for doing nothing. It all evens out in the end. So document what's actually happening and graph it and learn from it. Because the longer you document it, the more overtime, the longer perspective you take on it, the easier it is to work your attitude. Send your buyers the list of recent closings in their price range, the one they've been looking at, to let them know that things are selling and closing. Somebody mentioned Espresso Agent or Red X. You know, get an auto dialer. That's going to help you with some of the drudgery of calling people. I'm going into the office every day. I'm just trying to change my mindset by putting on work clothes. Yeah.
Like, and top and bottom?
To my place of work.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. Someone else mentioned Land Voice with the auto dialer. Look for other opportunities. I love what this person said, because they attended a seminar by a guy who does one open house a week, and that's his job for the entire week. He devotes 8 hours a day to prepping for that open house and following up, and he always gets at least one or two deals out of it. He said, well, that's not for me, but the message I got was, figure out one thing I'm going to do in addition to my book of business and go all in on that one thing. And what are some of those one things? Well, BNI, a networking group. Work on upping your SEO through Google reviews. You'll get business that way. What about pre-foreclosure? What about doing a first-time home buying seminar in conjunction with one of your lenders? To organizations or churches. I signed up for something called Quazzo.com, Quazzo.com. Build a cash for property website with a click funnel on it. Do YouTube videos, especially YouTube shorts, but he specifically mentioned the guy who does the, if you're moving to New Braunfels, Texas. Remember, he was at Business Breakthrough. Yeah. Work on doing a change in your vocabulary.
Mm.
Nobody's doing, nothing's happening. There aren't any, you know. And quantum physics tells us we create the world we see out of our own thoughts. Here was one more thing, and I kind of like this one out of everything. You can buy inexpensive, easy to ship or mail Easter egg dyeing kits.
Okay.
And have fun passing, have an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, okay.
For your book of business. But yeah, instead of sitting around commiserating with the other people who are probably not in your office, figure out what you're going to do in addition to your book of business and go all in on that one thing.
Love it.
Yeah.